Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
So today I wanted to come and talk to you about something very, very personal, but I really feel this is something that we have to talk about as business owners, right? And we tend to shy away from it. If you're anything like me, you're already planning your 2021. 2020 was a kick in the backside. That's the only way to describe it, right? So I am deep into planning for 2021. I planned out my last 90 days of the year, and those things are in motion. So those things are set. My virtual assistant knows what has to do, what has to go out, what has to come back in, what has to stop, what has to start over, all those things, right? We have our financial goals and that kind of thing. But guys, don't wait until December to start a plan for 2021. You know what I mean? I want you to get into the habit of planning in advance. Right, planning in advance so that you can prepare yourself. People tend to treat January 1st like if it's some big euphoric kind of thing, like something great is going to happen on that day, but it's just another day, right? But I want you to start to get into the habit and the mindset of like what do you want to happen in 2021? You know, and what I usually do, and I encourage my audience to do, my clients to do, is to look back at what you did in 2020. Now, as much as 2020 was an unprecedented year because COVID, right? and all other kind of things happened during this year that we just really knocked a lot of us entrepreneurs for a loop, right? And that's understandable. But I still want you to spend that time looking back at what worked, what still worked, and what didn't work. You know what I mean? What just needed a little fine tuning? What just needed a few more emails sent? What just needed a few more videos to be sent? What needed to be promoted a little more? What program or product brought you in the most sales, or got you the most engagement, or got you in front of the most people? You know, pay attention to those things. And as you plan out for your 2021, I want you to start to figure out, how can I implement these things into my business so that it's a rinse and repeat and it just keeps happening for me over and over and over? It's not like a one-hit wonder, right? Because that happens to a lot of us, right? You get this one thing, it's sold. You got really excited, you celebrated, and then you went back into your slump, right? And because you haven't figured out, how do I continue riding that wave and make that wave bigger and bigger and bigger, right? Instead of like, it just went shoo and went back down, right? You have to figure out that as part of your strategy. So as you're thinking about your 2021, figure out what worked, what didn't work, what did my audience ask for that I could not deliver at that time, but I may be in a better place to deliver now? Or what are the things that I need to get in place to deliver that thing, product or service or whatever it is, if it's delivery, if it's, more emails, whatever it is that my audience says that they actually need. What are the things I need to get in place? Don't wait until January to put those things in place. Start to put those things in place from now. So when the new quarter starts, it's like a home run and you're guaranteeing yourself success, right? You're setting yourself up for profit. That's what you want to do. And I said at the beginning, and this is very personal for me, because I am in the midst of doing some major, 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 major shifts in my business. And am I scared? Yeah. Am I overly anxious? Yeah. Am I losing a few nights sleep? Yes. Because it's new, right? And I always say to you, you know, you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. I'm in a very, very uncomfortable space right now, but I understand that I need to do this in order to get to where I want to be in my life and where I want my business to be. It's a very, very uncomfortable feeling, and I have to do some things out of my comfort zone, and that's fine. That's fine. This is part of our growth strategy. This is part of our growth process. And we have to be able to ride the waves as they come, right? So to get us to a higher place of understanding and a higher place of success and abundance. You have to get uncomfortable to get more comfortable. That thing that you've been putting off doing, whether it's doing more videos, sending more emails, whether it's reaching out to that client that you know you were really scared to talk to, asking somebody to do a collaboration with you, starting a membership site, you know, adding new products to your portfolio, raising your prices, hiring a coach, getting a mentor, you know, following up with past clients, whatever that thing is that makes you really, really uncomfortable. Now is the time for you to stop and say, you know what, in order for me to reach that next plane, that next step in my business, I need to just get over it and do it. It's going to be, some of it going to be painful, yes. Some of it going to have you with butterflies in your stomachs, yes. Some of it is going to have you like rolled up in a ball crying, yes. It's part of the process, but it's not going to be like that forever, guys, right? Remember that change is not a bad thing. Change is not a bad thing. If you are tired of just making $100 a week and you're ready to move to $1,000 a week, or you're ready to move from $1,000 to $3,000, right? You know that something else needs to be done. Whether that is doing, as I said, doing more videos, sending out more emails, following up with people, adding new products or services to your lineup, asking for the sale more often. You can't do the exact same thing and expect a different result. You want a different result, and then get up and start to do the extra that you need to do, or change what you are doing and do the other thing so that you can get what you want, guys. Right? That's what you have to understand. If you're doing the exact same thing and not getting the results, then you have to look at what you're doing. Do I have to change who I'm speaking to? Do I have to change my audience, right? Do I have to change my platforms? Do I have to do more of this or less of this? Do I need to add new things? Do I need to take out a component? Do I need to raise my price? What exactly do I need to do? Right, because we want to go into 2021 fully prepared to be in abundance, right? Fully prepared to be prosperous, fully prepared to be successful, right? So you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Figure what that thing is, right? The back end systems of your business, your ordering process, your hiring process, your delivery process, your customer service process, your whatever, all the processes that you have that are not synced right now and not providing you with the results that you want. Fix those things now, guys. Don't go into 2021 with those things still faulty. Don't do that. Get uncomfortable. You might have to spend a few dollars, and that's fine. Or you might have to, you know, might have to hire somebody. That's fine. You may have to learn it for yourself, and that's also fine. But whatever that thing is that you need to get done, get up and get it done. So as I go through this transformation, I really want to encourage you to not be afraid to make these transformations in your life. It's about change. It's about growth. And it's about making the next quarter, because this quarter is already started, right? But it's about making the next quarter even better than this quarter as you implement the things for this quarter. Yeah. So guys, that is my message for you today. Be safe, follow the rules, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.